Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, this is Diana Klevenstein.
Hello,
I
yes.
believe you are a caseworker. I think
Yes.
so, but I'm not. Okay. I just got the email for the PESA that's going to deposit tomorrow, and it's, like, really short. And then last week was, like, a little short, too, and there are hours missing from 3 days this week, and there were hours missing from 2 days last week. And I submitted, like, I did a timesheet for every single day of the week. Like, I've been doing that for, a few months now, like, just submitting a timesheet for every single day to make sure that no hours are missed. So I don't know what's going on.
Sure. Let me see. Okay, well, I'm seeing here you go pay for everything that you were clocked, like for all the time that you were clocked. So if you clock a bit later than you were supposed to, but you clocked out at the same time schedule, you're not going
to
get...
I'm not sure if the clock-in was correct, but when we first started, they told us if the clock-in was incorrect, we just had to fix it, and then we had to send in a timesheet for it before Tuesday of the pay week. And that's what we've been doing this entire time, and the past two paychecks have been missing hours, even though we've still been doing that.
So the timesheets are for when you miss a clock-in, a clock-out, or if the visit is out of range. But if you clocked in and clocked out correctly, no timesheet is needed. So we cannot fix
but
like,
it,
the
it wasn't correct,
time.
Though, obviously.
Well, if you clocked in and you clocked out, it's correct.
So we just, like, if we mess up the clock in or clock out, then we just don't get paid for all the other hours if we messed it up?
If you clocked in hours way after your schedule clocked in and you clocked out at your schedule clocked out, you're not going to get paid more than that. So if you miss the clocked in, just don't clock in at all because we cannot change the time in the clocking. Like if you already clocked in, I cannot change that time. The only thing that I can do is add more time to you. So let's say that you were supposed to clock in at 6, but you missed it, and you clocked in at 8. So if you didn't clock out, I can put you more hours because you didn't. But if you did, I cannot change the time at all.
Okay, so if it's messed up, we just shouldn't do anything at all? Just don't clock in or out?
If you want to, like, if you miss the clock-in by 3 hours, then just don't clock in at all. Because for you it's very difficult because you have to clock out at 9, and then Tina starts to clock in at 9. So it will be very difficult for you to, I missed the clock-in at 6, I'll clock in now at 7, and then I'll clock out at 10. You cannot do that because then that will be 1 hour of Tina's. So just don't clock in at all, clock out as your scheduled time, and I can put the clock in manually, but I cannot change a clock in already. I cannot change the time there.
Okay. Okay. Also, my grandmother was having an issue getting into the website that we see our pay stubs on. And she wasn't able to get her W-2 through there, I guess, because you guys don't mail them out, so that's where we have to get them from. It keeps saying she's locked out of it, so is there a way for her to re-enter that website and do the password and everything again?
Yeah, sure, but we did mail the W-2. I can still send her an email with her W-2, but yeah.
We just didn't receive it yet. I know there's been a lot of weather things, but she wanted to do hers. If you're sending her an email of the W-2, would you mind just sending mine as well?
Sure, I can send you. So I will send yours and Tina's.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. And for for her account, she's probably locked. Have her whether call me or text me, and I can help her with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so before I
And
send
I
the...
guess, yeah, as for the hours missing, there's no way to fix that at all.
You could, if you're able to, clock in a bit earlier tomorrow, something like that. That way I could add those hours in.
I just can't believe I was, I don't remember. It's like I don't remember the specific days, but I can't imagine I would have done such a drastic late clock in like that. So I'm gonna look in our app, but okay, thank you. If I have any more questions, I'll call you back. But you said if I wanted to try and make up any of those hours, I would have to clock in a little earlier on a future shift.
Yes, like it will have to be in this month so that I can, put it with this authorization because you have hours missing. For example, on Tuesday of last week, you clocked in at 5:45. And then on Wednesday, you
Okay.
clocked in at 3:30. So, those all those hours that are missing. So you could do those here in these last 3 days that we have for January, but for February, just continue, with your normal hours. If you miss the clock in, then just don't clock in at all. Clock out as your schedule, but don't clock in at all, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and before you leave, I just want to confirm, because in order to send the W-2, I have to. So Tina will have to also call me. I need to
Okay, I'll have her
confirm
call you.
your date of birth and your address, please.
5298 is my date of birth, and my address is 665 Fifth Street, Oxford, PA, 19363.
Okay, yeah. You said 5-2, the date of birth?
Yeah, May 2nd, 1998.
May 2nd, okay. Okay. All right. I'll send it out shortly, okay? Your email is still clementinediana@gmail.com.
Yes, and then my grandmother should just call you for you to email her hers.
Yes. And that way I can help her with the her locked
With
in
the
account.
website thing, yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
Sure, no problem. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.